Paul Nolte is the Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Paul, stock futures rebounding this morning. The futures on the Dow a little while ago up about 300 points. Happy days here again?
Yeah, after the ugly sweater party on Wall Street, I think over the last couple of days, I think you're seeing a little bit of bargain hunting, buying the dip, if you will, as investors maybe assess the fact that the Build Back Better plan got summarily thumbs down, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then also the Omicron variant is still in the news and has a lot of investors worried.
About that Omicron variant, elsewhere in the world, this variant seems to have hit hard and fast and then leaves just as fast. So does that bode well for the markets?
It should bode well for the markets. It's really going to depend, though, on what politicians do. We're seeing it in Europe where some of them are shutting down businesses or encouraging people not to go out and do things. If that happens here, and I don't think it will, that will slow down the economy and certainly economic growth. That is one of the biggest concerns that investors have.
Are you and your fellow financial advisors paying close attention to what the president will say tonight?
A little bit. I think it's going to be more short term than it's long term. So again, as we've gone through these, this is our third go round, as it were. So at least this one is less than the prior two as far as peaks go. And as you mentioned, it looks like it's coming off much quicker. So hopefully this will dissipate quickly as well.
You wrote in your newsletter that it could be 2024 before the impact of raising rates is felt in the economy, referring to everything we've heard from the Fed. Explain that.
Yeah, what happens when the Fed starts raising interest rates, you know, they raise rates today, it takes a while to filter into the economy and people to act and react to that. And so what happens is it's kind of a blunt instrument, if you will. So they raise rates, they wait a few months, they notice a few things happening, they raise rates again and wait a few more months and things happen. And ultimately what happens is they raise rates too much and then things start falling apart. And that may be sometime in late 23, early 24, depending on the path of inflation. And that's really what their focus is now, more so than unemployment. It's inflation.
Is that why you think there may be some problems over the next couple of years that could catch a lot of investors unaware?
I think so, because, again, the Fed is now going to be taking away liquidity, and that's part of the reason why the markets reacted negatively to the thumbs down on the Build Back Better plan, was because that's more money into the economy. If that doesn't get passed, then that money does not flow into the economy, and the Fed raising rates and taking away the amount of bond buying, that also stops a lot of that money flowing into Wall Street.
Why does Apple seem to be immune to everything? As you write, Apple was the only one of the big stocks to show decent returns since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they've gotten their booster shot ahead of all the other FANG stocks and are immune to anything else that's going on in Wall Street. It's a darling of Wall Street, as are the FANG stocks. But in the end, too, when you look at the averages, the S&P 500, it is the largest stock in the S&P 500. So as Apple goes, so goes the S&P 500, and tends to perform better than some of the other averages. Small cap stocks, as an example, got hurt. They were down 2-3% over the last few days, whereas the S&P was only down 1-2%. A lot of that is because of Apple.
When you look into your Kingsview crystal ball, what do you see as far as interest rates in the next few years?
My magic eight ball says check again later. I think the path of interest rates, certainly the Fed has laid it out, is going to be higher, and I think that's going to be the case next year. What's interesting, though, is what is happening in the market. Interest rates are actually coming down. Interest rates are not going up, and I think the bond market is sensing that the Fed is going to go too far too fast and ultimately push the economy into a recession at some point, and that point may be 12 months from now, 18 months from now. So I think the bond market is reacting ahead of that, which is surprising to me, because interest rates, given the rate of inflation, should be a lot higher than they are. But again, we'll see what happens when the Fed finally exits the bond market and moving on its own.
Crude oil has been going down. The price at the pump has been going down, given the fact that it's not just us, but the truckers and so many businesses are influenced by that gasoline price. How much of a factor is that, that those prices are coming down pretty quickly and pretty substantially around the country?
It's good news. One of the things that we look at is general broad commodity prices. Oil is a big factor in that because, as you mentioned, it's everywhere in the economy. Commodity prices in general have come down about 4 to 5% since Thanksgiving. So as much as we hate to hear the word transitory, I mean, that's one of the things that is going to be the key input for consumer prices and producer prices in the months ahead. So don't be surprised if we start to see some moderation in inflation numbers because commodity prices have come down over the last month or so.
Well, Paul, I hope your good cheer is not transitory and that you have a healthy holiday season, a good new year. And we always enjoy talking to you here every Tuesday morning because even I understand it after you get through with your report.
Thank you so much. And we're all hoping for a better 22.
Amen. Take care. Stay healthy.